This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, thank you very much, Lucius. We're going to do Around the NBA coming up at 1 o'clock. Mike and his family were at the AAC last night taking in the Mavs win over the Trailblazers. We'll get takeaways from that. A couple of trade ideas for you as well. And then how about the Markelle Fultz report from yesterday? Last week, Mike had the idea, do you want to trade for Markelle Fultz? And if this report is true, then absolutely I would if Philly still has him on the market. Here is Jeff with Jeffrey Time.
Yes, here I am, and I have a wonderful story about how you should probably never give your phone to anybody, and also, what's PETA up to after this song?
Eating tasty animals?
Nah. Should probably get an update from Mike on his standing with PETA. How are you in PETA these days, Mike?
It's not like it was when I was a vegan for 10 and a half days.
You guys were besties. You were retweeting each other?
Yeah, I mean, they were...
Fist bumping?
Yeah.
Honeymoon.
We were big time, me and PETA, and then...
Was it meant to be?
I started eating meat again, and they were like, well, then screw that guy.
We'll get to what PETA's up to in a second. They're trying to change the way we communicate. But first, I want to tell you a story about a man trying to pick up a woman at a bar.
Okay.
You're at a bar?
Uh-huh.
Say, hey, I'll have two shots, me and for the lady. And you drink a couple, and maybe you have a couple more, and you're like, whew, you are good looking. And she's like, all right, whatever, thanks, man, or something like that. I'm drawing up the picture the way I think it went.
Yeah.
The way it goes for me. Honey, I bought you so many drinks, and I think you're a fine-looking woman, super intelligent and all that. And she says, I think you're stupid, and leaves. But in this one, actually, the guy says to the lady, he says, hey, what about maybe your telephone number in my phone? What do you think about that? She said, let me see that phone. I got you. And he hands her the phone. Lady does not put her phone number in. But he does have the Venmo app on there.
Oh, wow.
So she opens the Venmo app, which if anybody out there doesn't have it, it's a way to send money to all your buddies. Makes life really easy. I got Venmo. It's great.
Kind of like PayPal, but easier.
She sent herself $2,000 from his phone.
Got finessed.
And then moved on with her night. Now...
He instantly got the email alert, like, you've sent this person $2,000 via Venmo, right?
Well,
you cancel that quick? I don't know.
He calls the bar, and he asks somebody to please check the cameras, because he said he asked a girl to put her number in the phone, and she Venmoed herself $2,000. So the lady who tweeted that out, what had happened, he goes back to the bar, and he says, hey, was it you that tweeted that out? And she says, yeah. And he says, I just wanted to thank you because I feel like I'm famous now. Like 30,000 people retweeted my story. He was like, and I got my money back. They refunded the money, I guess.
Oh, Venmo
so
did?
I guess either Venmo or...
The bar?
The bar. I don't know. So, well, like, I don't know if the bar would.
Isn't that felony theft, though?
Well, so somehow he got his money back. Now, here's the interesting part. Because, yeah, that's probably a really mean thing to do to somebody, and you should probably get in trouble for it. But some of the replies... made a really interesting twist on rape culture, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you some of the responses when people read this story. One lady said, how do we even know she did it? Maybe it's just another jealous man who has it out for her. We have to be careful with accusing women because an allegation like this could ruin her career and future. This could follow her around for life. She has a family to take care of. There's another one. If he didn't complain in that moment, he wanted it to happen and cannot complain now.
Oh boy.
Clearly a case of regret, not theft here. Just because he changed his mind the next day, he's trying to ruin this woman's future.
My Lord.
Innocent until proven guilty. You know how many men these days make up false accusations of robbery against women? They have a vendetta. I think there should be higher penalties for men who claim false robbery. And then the final one was, if it's legitimate robbery, the phone has ways to try to shut the whole thing down. And it didn't. So I thought that was an interesting twist. Moving on. Mike's favorite group, PETA.
All right.
They've made an announcement, Mike.
They're making their own bread.
No.
You're going to call it PETA bread.
No.
No.
No, that's already been created, and it's a different letter, different vowel there. And it's delicious. I've been trying to figure out, is pita bread healthier than normal bread?
Way healthier.
Okay, because I ordered from this place, I got a steak kebab, and when they asked what else I wanted, I said like four orders of the little pita bread, because they just give you like three little triangles.
Yeah.
And I need like 100.
I know,
they're
so delicious.
I get the tomato bisque soup, and as I'm dipping like the 11th piece in, I'm asking Amanda, I'm like, hey, is pita bread good for you? And she's like,
still bread.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I had about 4 pounds of it, and it was awesome.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's bread. It gets in your body, turns into sugar.
I know.
Yeah.
It tastes so good.
Yeah.
It tastes so good. But if I buy the pita chips, I'm doing better than if I'm eating Doritos, right?
I don't know.
Probably. I was counting on you, Lucius.
I don't know. I just stay away from that stuff. I try to, at least.
PETA would like for us to stop using anti-animal language. Now, this is another one that kind of got turned on its head in the responses, because what they did was they tweeted out all these things on the Twitter about sayings that we have and what they would like us to start saying instead. Kill two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm.
That's promoting animal violence.
It sure is.
And so they say, how about saying feed two birds with one scone?
Ooh, I like it.
If you could just switch up the vernacular there.
I'll try to remember that one, PETA.
Instead of...
I feel like you always respect PETA. I don't want to give you credit, Gavin.
Instead of...
Long track record of it.
Yeah.
Instead of be the guinea pig, they request us to say...
Eat the guinea pig.
Be the test tube, you know?
Oh.
Because a test tube is not cruel to animals.
Okay, I could see that. Yeah.
Instead of saying beat a dead horse, which is very offensive,
it's
to pull out
dead.
Your baseball bat and just start beating up a already dead creature laying on the ground, they say, instead you would say, feed a fed horse.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Why you want to respect the dead?
That horse has been fed. Why would you want to feed it, right? You could just switch it up and go with feed a fed horse.
It's redundant to feed him. Yeah.
They say you could stop saying bring home the bacon.
Because it's good.
No, because it's very rude, and you have to murder pigs to make bacon.
Pig had to die for that bacon.
They should. We have too many of them.
Oh, for the first time yesterday, maybe ever, I stood up for myself when I was dictated something to at the house. The lady said, hey, we're not eating bacon anymore. And I looked at her, and I said, what? She said, yeah. She said, I just found out that pigs are like the nicest and smartest animals ever. Mm-hmm. And I said very politely, I said, I encourage anything you want to do with your diet. I'll be eating bacon. And we moved on with our day. It worked out great.
Cows too, man.
Yeah,
you was out in the field with a cow, it'll like come up to you, start being friendly with it. If you sat down, it'll start laying right there in your lap.
Yeah,
they're nice, man.
Yeah.
Great creatures.
I'm going to eat them.
It's the way. No, don't.
It's the way of things.
It's so good with some barbecue sauce, man.
This is the way of things. They say bring home the bagels instead of the bacon.
All right, I can see that.
Bring home the bagels.
Yeah, just...
Which will then convert into sugar inside you and kill us all, right?
And bagels and bread? You're just killing plant life at that point. Plant life is the form of life that we can clearly demote now.
Yeah.
You know, and being in charge of the universe.
Because they don't talk to us as much,
yeah.
I guess.
They're not cute, you know.
Instead of take the bull by the horns, which of course is rude and assault on the bull, take the flower by the thorns.
Oh, yes, with some rose bushes. Just rip those right out of the ground, you know?
Yes, and then PETA pointed out in their post here, they said, just as it's become unacceptable to use racist, homophobic, or ableist language. Hold on, guys. The pizza guy really wants to talk to me. Hello.
You know what I think PETA's doing here? They come up with the most ridiculous thing possible.
Yes.
Because they know it's going to go viral.
I will be down there in about 3 minutes. Thank you.
And they know the people that donate to them are their most extreme people that probably agree with this stuff.
Okay.
So these stories are for us to laugh out and for the 5%ers out there who agree with PETA to, you know, prompt them to donate, because we're going to be making fun of it. They're going to feel like they got to step up to shout us down. It's a perfect strategy by PETA to continuously come up with just brain dead idiocy.
This one's been tough.
Wait, I thought you were respecting them.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I was going along I was respecting him before I dropped the hammer.
You really turned on PETA.
He respects the game.
Yeah.
Game recognized game right there.
Yeah, I'm respecting their hustle, I believe.
Hustle like that.
They're finessing, aren't they, Lucius?
Yeah, absolutely.
PETA said, just as it's become unacceptable to use racist, homophobic, or ableist language, phrases that trivialize cruelty to animals will vanish as more people begin to appreciate animals for who they are and start bringing home the bagels instead of the bacon.
You know what? I eat a lot less meat than I used to, and I love all animals a lot more than I used to. I like to respect and appreciate all life. Turtles.
You won't bury them 90% dead.
Yeah, I've stopped killing snakes on sight. I've done that. But, you know, there's plenty of reasonable things that they say that don't have to include this complete lunacy, man.
Well, a couple of the responses.
And I can't say to my kids, you're able to pour your own milk. Now, because PETA's telling me I'm being an ableist there.
Yeah, what are you
doing?
You're
able to get your own snacks. I don't have to go get your snacks.
I'm not familiar with the ableist
term. Easy with the language, Mike.
I'm not familiar with the term ableist. But a gentleman named Anthony said, hi at PETA. As someone who's had homophobic slurs shouted at him and seen individuals physically threatened and beaten while anti-LGBTQ epithets were hurled, your stupidity is not even laughable. It's offensive to equate common animal idioms to racism, ableism, or homophobia. So I don't know if it went the way they planned it, but I sure do like some of these. Feed a fed horse.
That gay dude just nailed it, though. Roasted him.
Yeah, he kind of, that wasn't, it didn't, I don't think it went the way they planned, but maybe I do like this response, too. Yeah, because animals speak English, so saying stuff like that really hurts their feelings. Good looking out, PETA.
Yeah, all the other people discriminated upon, the words actually generate things like suicide, generational depression, diabetes.
You don't think birds know what we're saying when we try to throw our skipping rocks at them all the time to kill two with one stone, because that's what everybody does? And in other food news, a scientist at Harvard did some research on French fries, which is, I think, as good a use of time as any for
Thanks,
a scientist.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. Tell us what we need to know here.
He said, you know what? He said, problem with French fries, as everybody knows, they're not real healthy. It's a real starch bomb is what he refers to it as, a starch bomb. He says, but if you're going to eat fries with your meal, he says, it's okay. As long as you limit it to the proper amount.
I thought he was
going to
be Herschel Walker and just drink some water.
How many fries do you think Harvard man says we should have?
8.
A week?
Oh, I thought
with your
meal.
Like if you're going to get a meal with fries.
I'm just
going to
go with McDonald's fries because they're thin.
Yeah.
Because if you go with the big steak fries, then 8's way too much.
I'll go with 9.
Okay. Yeah, he says 6.
Whoa,
yeah, 6 French fries is what you need to get if you're doing it. So that's your way to stay healthy out there. Or maybe make your fries at home. It's not like potatoes are bad for you. It's the grease you drop it into and then all the
potatoes aren't good for you, though.
Yeah, but they're not terrible, right? Potatoes aren't terrible. They're okay. Aren't they, Lucius, please?
Go to the sweet potato fries.
I don't like sweet
potatoes. It's the same as bread.
Yeah.
It's like the bread of your vegetables.
Damn it.
It's hella starchy.
I like the little red potatoes.
You gotta watch those white food. The food that are white, you gotta watch that.
The only nutrition from a potato,
I know, bro,
is the skin, and we usually take off the skin for the French fry part.
All right, and there it is, Jeffrey time.
Like he couldn't tell. He didn't know what was happening.
Interruptions from pizza man.
Go air him out.
Do I have a live spot here? I hope not. I'm gonna go.
No, you're good, man.
Air him out and tell him who you are and tell him what you do for a living.
I'm going to go do that right now.
You do have an Omaha Steaks live spot in 20 minutes, though.
Oh, outstanding.
There at 1:15.
I'll take it for you because I like those.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.